5 reasons why Mumbai won. Number 5, Rana slows down after a brisk start. Kolkata's number 4 batsman, Nitish Rana, began his innings aggressively, scoring 18 runs off his first 10 balls. However, his strike rate continued to dip after that. In the next 17 balls, he managed only 13 runs and was eventually dismissed for 31 off 27. Number 4, Lewis and Suryakumar's flying start. The Mumbai Indians have relied heavily on Suryakumar Yadav for a good start. Once again, he top-scored with a well-made half-century and, in combination with Evan Lewis, put on 91 for the first wicket. Lewis contributed 43 in the partnership that came at a strike rate of almost 10 runs and over. Number 3, Hardik's economical 18th over in the chase. With 43 runs required off 3 overs, Hardik Pandya came on to bowl. With a judicious mix of slower ones and balls outside the off stump, Pandya gave away just 6 runs. 3 dot balls and only 1 boundary in the over pushed the required run rate up to 18.5. Number 2, Hardik's 35 off 20 after Mumbai lost their way. After a good start, Mumbai lost 3 wickets in the span of 5 overs. Rohit Sharma fell cheaply and Suryakumar played a tired shot. But Hardik Pandya battled through the innings, preventing any sort of collapse and took the team to a match-winning total. Number 1, Krunal's superb catch to dismiss Russell. The required run rate was a manageable 10 runs and over when Andre Russell came out to bat. He took his time to settle in and was gearing up to hit the big ones. Fortunately for Mumbai, Russell miscued a pull shot in the 17th over. Krunal Pandya had to run and dive forward to take the all-important catch off Dre Russell.